Welcome to the Dynamic Musician Series podcast, Dynamic Sitting. For this lesson, you'll need to sit on a chair which is relatively flat and not too soft. If the back of your chair tilts back too much, you'll need to sit more towards the front of the chair for the lesson. You also need to have your feet resting comfortably on the floor. So take a moment and sit in your chair without leaning against the back. And feel how comfortable it feels to sit right now. Have your feet resting flat on the floor and a little space between your knees and between your feet. You can rest your hands on your thighs or they can hang down by your sides. And notice if you were to sit like this for a long time, where would you start to get less comfortable? And where do you feel comfortable and would probably stay comfortable? Also notice your breathing. Is it easy to breathe sitting like this? Or would you like to change something to be able to breathe more easily? And notice the contact you have between your feet and the floor. Does one foot feel heavier or flatter on the floor than the other foot? And notice the contact you have between the seat of the chair and your pelvis. Do you feel more weight on one side of your pelvis or on the other side? More towards the front or more towards the back? And begin to let your chin drop down with your head a little bit towards your chest. And then bring it back up to the neutral point. And do that a couple times, very slowly, tilting your head a bit down, a bit forward, and coming back up. And then as you let your chin drop, let your head tilt forward, begin to breathe out and soften your chest so your breastbone will sink down a little bit and your back will begin to round and then slowly come up. And do this slowly and gently several times. And then when you come back up, rest for a moment. And begin again, letting your head drop a little bit, slowly, your chest drop, and feel what happens to the contact between your pelvis and the chair. Do you feel your pelvis moving a bit with this movement, or does it stay where it is? And then begin to allow your pelvis to roll back with the movement as you drop your head, so your back will round even more now. And breathe out as you do that. So the breathing out will allow your chest to soften, making the movement a bit easier. And breathe in as you come back. And if you like, you could place your hands on the side of your waist, about where your belt would be. Maybe your thumbs towards the back and your fingers towards the front. And let your hands feel how your pelvis moves as you drop your head and round your back. And then how your pelvis rolls forward again as you come back up. So by doing this, your whole spine will be rounding a bit. It's as if you were looking down towards your thigh, somewhere between your knee and your hip. And your head sinking down a little bit and coming back. Your whole spine and chest is rounding, getting softer, and then coming back upright. And the next time you're back up, you can take a rest. You can take your hands away from your hips if you like. And feel what sitting feels like now. And then once again, place your hands on your hips if you like. Let your head begin to drop and your spine round in your middle back and in your lower back and your pelvis rolls back. And breathe out as you do that. and come back up. And the next time you go down, stay in this rounded position, just where it's comfortable. And take a few breaths, so feel what it feels like to breathe when you're in this rounded position. You might feel it's less easy to breathe into your chest than when you're upright, less easy in your abdomen. Perhaps you feel a little room in your back to breathe, your lower back even. And then slowly begin to roll your pelvis forward, and your chest will lengthen and your head will come back to its neutral point. And rest again. Once again, feel what sitting feels like now, if it's gotten a little easier or the contact between the chair and your pelvis has changed. And then begin to look up a little bit with your eyes and your head, as if you were letting your gaze rise up towards the ceiling a little bit, and then coming back to the neutral point, to the horizon. And do that several times, slowly, gently, easily. And as you lift your eyes, lift your head a bit to look towards the ceiling, begin to roll your pelvis forward now. That means your lower back will arch a bit more. Your chest will rise a bit with your length of your front side getting longer. And breathe in as you do that so your abdomen will get fuller. And then breathe out as you come back to the neutral point. And once again, place your hands on your hips so you can feel the movement of your pelvis rolling forward. And this movement is causing your spine to extend a bit, and your head and eyes look up towards the ceiling, just the amount that is comfortable, and come back. Slowly, gently, and easily. And the next time you come back to the neutral spot, rest for a moment. Once again, feel what it feels like to sit now, if it's become a little easier, or you want to change the position of your feet, or the contact between your pelvis and the chair has changed. Maybe your breathing feels a little differently than it did when you started. And once again, place your hands on your hips. This time, start the movement by rolling your pelvis forward. So you actually initiate the movement from your pelvis. So your pelvis rolls forwards and your lower abdomen will begin to round a bit. And you can breathe in. And your chest will lengthen and your breastbone will rise up a little bit. And your neck and head follow. And you look up in the direction of the ceiling. And then come back down and again start the movement back to the neutral point with your pelvis. So it's actually your pelvis that's directing the movement of your chest and spine and head. And coordinate that movement with your breathing. So you breathe in as you lengthen, as you look up, and breathe out as you come back down. And the next time you come down to the neutral point, rest again. Rest your arms. And now it's time to combine the two directions. So place your hands once again on your hips. And begin to let your pelvis roll backward now. So your tailbone comes closer to the chair, your lower back rounds, your middle back rounds, and your head begins to drop a little bit towards your thighs, and you look down towards the floor, breathing out, and then reverse the direction slowly and gently with your pelvis now beginning to roll forward, and this begins to make you taller. You begin to extend, so your abdomen rounds, you breathe in, your chest lifts a bit, and you look towards the ceiling. Reverse the direction with your pelvis, beginning to roll back and your spine rounding, your neck rounding, your head dropping ever so gently and slowly, breathing out. And slowly and gently go back and forth between these two directions. And when you get back to the middle point or the neutral point, stop moving, take a rest, rest your arms, your hands. Feel what the sitting feels like now. Once again, place your hands on your hips. Begin to roll your pelvis forward, so bringing you into the extension, lifting your head, breathing in. And stay there where it's comfortable, and take a few breaths to feel what it's like to breathe in this position. So you may feel more freedom in your chest or in your abdomen, and less in your lower back and your mid-back. And then the next time you breathe in, begin to roll your pelvis back and lower your head and round your chest and spine, breathing out. And stay down where it's comfortable and take a few breaths there. See what that's like now. And then the next time you breathe out, then begin to breathe in and roll your pelvis forward, letting your chest rise, your gaze go up towards the ceiling, breathing in, and then change directions, roll your pelvis back, and continue these movements back and forth, and slowly make the movement smaller and smaller. So you roll your pelvis less forward and less backward, gradually reducing the movement. Also, the movement of your head and chest will get smaller. And eventually, come to the point where the movement is so small that it's hardly a movement anymore. No one would see that you were moving. And when you get to that point, stop there. Take your hands away from your hips and rest them on your thighs or let them hang to the side. And notice what it feels like to sit now. Is this a more comfortable position than before? Or is it easier to sit than when you started? So while you're sitting, when practicing or performing, or even doing everyday things like working at the computer, you can use these movements of your pelvis to gently find a more comfortable position in which to sit. Sometimes people say you have to sit up straight. But what's important is to have some variation, some room to move your pelvis a bit forward and a bit backward. Then you have more freedom, which will make it easier for your spine and for your shoulders to sit. You can even do some of these movements during a rehearsal or even tiny movements during a performance while you're resting. No one has to see you doing them, or you can even imagine the movements. So, this will end the lesson for now. Thank you for listening.